Hey, back on Downtown's Basketball Time. Tuesday afternoon means we get to check in with John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Now, but John, let's start with last night. Ugly and yet still winnable. What went wrong for the Celtics last night?
Well, I don't think I have enough time in this hit to go through all of it. I literally just got done rewatching that whole fourth quarter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. I survived, which is important. It was a litany of things. I mean, poor defense, not getting back in transition, guys not hitting shots, guys rushing shots. It was just a coordinated kind of team effort to kind of watch everything slip away. You know, Ime Udoka said after the game that it was a team that kind of looked like it relaxed, like thought the game was over, and they kind of did that. They gave Chicago life at the end of the third quarter, and they just never made the plays, that extra effort play, to get the stops that they needed to stop that fourth quarter run. You can look at just about everybody had an opportunity to take one extra step, to work just a little bit harder, to sprint to a spot instead of jogging to a spot. All of these things added up to a 28-point swing in the fourth quarter.
So you wrote about the fact that this team is not going to right the ship until they're able to control their emotions. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, I think what happens in these games is guys get into the worst of their emotions when the game is on the line. So whether you're dealing with an ego or an insecurity or whatever it is, it's that takes over at the end of games rather than guys kind of putting those things aside and saying, what's best for the team? What's the best thing for me to do? And I think that is standing in their way. Because guys who had been making plays in the past are just not now. And whether they think they're in a different place, whether they think more highly of themselves, whether they are too worried about something, whatever it is, that is the driving force of how they make their next decision, rather than the guys going out there and just playing basketball and making the next right play and doing the things that need to be done to win games. And until they put those emotions aside and just focus on what's the right thing to do right here, right now, they're not going to get anywhere.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Who should we be looking to for leadership? Who's the guy that can get the attention of the other players and say, let's start doing the right thing here and straighten this thing out?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at it as Al Horford right now. I mean, he's the only guy that came out last night and really took any real responsibility for what happened. And I got to tell you that, yeah, okay, Al, you know, was challenged a lot at the rim, and Zach LaVine scored a bunch. And that's a challenge that Al needs to be better at. So he came out and took responsibility, saying, hey, you know, I have to be a better defender at the rim. He's also 35, and I think the Celtics need to be better at preventing Zach LaVine from getting to the rim and helping Horford out behind those plays, because on a couple of plays he did challenge LaVine and Chicago got the offensive rebounds. So it's that level of responsibility that makes Al the leader more than anybody else. Jalen and Jason didn't even come out and talk to the media, which as a function of, you know, the locker room not being open, so we can't go in and just say, hey, Jason, what's going on? Hey, right. Jalen, what's going on? We have to kind of get who comes out to us. So, you know, they might have just had the same canned answers, but at some point they've got to step up and take responsibility and be the leaders who accept some of the blame and deflect some of the blame to, you know, away from the team and kind of drive the narrative a little bit to protect the team, to protect the locker room. So Al's the only one who did that last night.
Now, is Jason Tatum even close to 100%? Is he still dealing with the effects of COVID?
I think, well, you know, I think Jaylen Brown is certainly dealing with some of those after effects.
That's what I
mean. Sure.
I meant Jaylen.
I think Al Horford is dealing with those after effects for sure. I do think that it's going to be a long, it's going to be a long haul for those guys. But you know what? Even, I mean, Tatum's back to getting, you know, back to kind of himself when it comes to, I guess, the breathing and all of that stuff. But, you know, he hasn't been the same player necessarily all the time. And I don't know if he, because of that, developed some bad habits on top of it. But he needs to go out there and in these games. Like, yeah, I targeted Tatum a couple of times here in the fourth quarter as get back, sprint back, get back in transition. And it's not just being upset with the refs. It's get back, you know, and instead of just jogging back, you got to sprint. You got to get back to a spot, turn around and identify what's going on in front of you so you can make it a challenge. You can challenge, a ball handler or a shot. And he hasn't done that. So I think that whether or not, you know, people who are dealing with COVID after effects have to, you know, figure that out. And some of it is just flat out effort.
There are some positives, though, along the way, despite the record and the way things have gone. What are a couple of things that Celtics fans can be encouraged by?
Hey, you know, look, last night you had Jaylen Brown bouncing back and having a great game after the double overtime loss in Washington. And, you know, for a guy that's been, the pattern has been overtime, great game in an overtime game, then a stinker afterwards. He broke that pattern. So that's a great sign of progress for him to kind of step forward. And I think Al Horford is a huge plus this season so far, and everything Al Horford has done, I think, has been great. You know, obviously, he is still 35, and it's going to be just a tiny step slower than he used to be. But the way he's out there right now, he's doing everything you could want and more. So I think those two guys have been great. And if you want to put any kind of spin on Jason Tatum's performance, he has not been good. So the best of Tatum is yet to come. So I do think that Tatum, who is notoriously a slow starter in, you know, over the course of his career, I think we could look at that and say, okay, you got Jaylen who's figuring it out. Horford's giving you a lot of what, you know, a lot more than what we expected. When Tatum comes around, maybe some of this stuff can turn around too.
Ime Udoka has called guys out. Is there anything more he could do at this point to maximize consistent effort from players?
Well, you know, I think Ime's learning on the job. So there is stuff that he can do for sure. I think personnel is an issue. I don't know why Aaron Nesmith doesn't play anymore. That's a tough one for me to kind of grasp, especially watching Josh Richardson go out there in the fourth quarter and not particularly defend well, which is part of why you got the guy. And not shoot well at all, which we knew it was going to be a potential issue. I thought Aaron Nesmith could have gone out there and helped them in the fourth quarter, but he's kind of fallen out of the rotation. So part of what Ime can do is, I think, give some of these other guys a little bit of a chance. And I think some of the play calling has to, you know, evolve a little bit. I think part of this is, you know, a short preseason when guys were out, they didn't get a chance to put in the whole thing. It's not like he showed up and said, here's the whole playbook, and this is all everything that we're seeing, right? I think there's going to be more. So I don't want to be too hard on Ime because it's November 2nd. And so I see a lot of criticism, but online people are going to, you know, lose their minds a little bit. I think he needs to use Tatum and Brown more off of each other, kind of free them up, and try to make it so they're not getting blitzed as often, and try to work some other guys in. And I think once we see the full playbook, you know, somewhere around Christmas, maybe we'll get a real better sense of what he's trying to do, how he's trying to use guys.
All right. Well, we'll be curious to see what happens tomorrow night as they take on the Magic. As always, John, good catching up with you. We appreciate it. And we'll check in again next Tuesday.
All right. I'll talk to you then.